സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാ.
അവർ ഹിന്ദു കൾച്ചർ ഈസ് എ വേദിക് കൾച്ചർ ബേസ്ഡ് ഓൺ വേദാസ്. ദിസ് വേദിക് കൾച്ചർ അലോൺ ഈസ് നോൺ ആസ് സനാതന ധർമ്മ. സനാതന മീൻസ് നിത്യം, ധ്രുവം, നിശ്ചലം, ശാശ്വതം. സനാതന മീൻസ് എറ്റേണൽ, പെർമനൻ്റ്, ബിഗിനിങ്ലെസ്. ദിസ് ഈസ് ദ മീനിങ് ഓഫ് സനാതന. ധർമ്മ മീൻസ് ദ വേർഡ് ഡിറൈവ്ഡ് ഫ്രം ദ റൂട്ട് ധ്രു. ധ്രു മീൻസ് ടു ഹോൾഡ് ആർ ടു സസ്റ്റെയിൻ. ധർമ്മ മീൻസ് ടു ഹോൾഡ് ആർ ടു സസ്റ്റെയിൻ. വാട്ട് ഇറ്റ് സസ്റ്റെയിൻസ്? ധർമ്മ സസ്റ്റെയിൻസ് ദ വേൾഡ്. ധർമ്മോ ജഗത പ്രതിഷ്ഠ. ധർമ്മ സസ്റ്റെയിൻസ് ദ വേൾഡ്. ധർമ്മ ഹോൾഡ്സ് ദ വേൾഡ്. ധർമ്മോ വിശ്വസ്യ ജഗത പ്രതിഷ്ഠ. ദിസ് ധർമ്മ വിച്ച് ഹോൾഡ്സ് ദ യൂണിവേഴ്സ് ഗിവ്സ് പീസ് ആൻഡ് ജോയ് ടു ദ എൻറ്റയർ ഹ്യൂമാനിറ്റി. ധർമ്മ ഹോൾഡ്സ് ദ യൂണിവേഴ്സ് മീൻസ് ധർമ്മ ഗിവ്സ് പീസ് ആൻഡ് ജോയ് ടു ദ എൻറ്റയർ ഹ്യൂമാനിറ്റി. Giving peace to humanity, giving joy to humanity is known as sustaining the universe, holding the universe in the form of giving joy and peace. Not only human beings, this dharma gives joy and peace to other beings also around the humanity. Dharma gives joy and peace to other living beings also who are all around the humanity, other beings like plant kingdom, animal kingdom, birds kingdom, that jati. Kingdom means that jati, that species. So sanatana dharma means that dharma which gives joy and peace to the entire universe, to entire humanity. That dharma is permanent dharma, shashvata dharma, nitya dharma, eternal. What do you mean by eternal? Eternal means beginningless. Eternal means beginningless. In Sanskrit, beginningless means anadi. Anadi means that which is beginningless. The law is, whatever is beginningless is permanent, it will never perish. This is the law. Whatever is beginningless, it will never perish. It exists all the time, as long as the creation is there. This anadi sanatana dharma exists from beginningless time. Eternally it exists. Eternally it exists, and it will never perish. This is the meaning of sanatana dharma. Now you have got that. Sanatana means eternal, beginningless. Dharma means that which holds the universe by giving joy and peace. That is called Sanatana Dharma, that is called Vaidika Dharma, that is called Hindu Dharma. Dharma means a way of life. Dharma has got two aspects. This dharma, which is sanatana dharma, which is universal, applicable to all. Dharma is universal, applicable to all people. That means this dharma, which is applicable to all people, not a particular language of people, not for a particular race of people, not for a particular region of people. Dharma is relevant to all people, all the time, for all walks of life people. That is called dharma. The two aspects, the first aspect is values, that which is relevant to all people, that is called dharma. Second aspect of dharma is way of worship, that is called religion. Way of worshipping the God, that comes under religion. This sanatana dharma alone, which holds the entire universe, which is universal, but when it comes to the religious aspect, it is personal. When it comes to religion aspect, it is called Hinduism. Hinduism, Hindu dharma or Hinduism or Hindu matam. Now you see the word matam means opinion. Matam means opinion. My own opinion, my own belief, my own faith. My own belief, my own faith, my own opinion upon what? My own opinion or belief or faith upon God. My own belief or faith upon the creation. My own belief or faith upon the way of worshipping that God. My way of opinion or faith, how I look at the universe. These are all my personal. Person to person it differs. That is why in Tamil we call it as Nambikainar. Religion is connected to the mind. Philosophy is connected to intellect. Not only philosophy, even dharma is connected to intellect. Belief and faith connected to emotions, mind. That's why it is called matam. It has come from manu dhatu. The derived root from the manu, from there matam has come. Manu means what? To think. The mind has got its own faith, opinion or belief upon God. Therefore it is personal. Everyone has got freedom of worship. This is called religious freedom. But you cannot ask freedom with regard to dharma. Non-violence is a dharma for which religion? For all religions. Speaking truth for which religion? For all religions. That is why I said dharma is universal. You cannot say, I have freedom. There you cannot say freedom. Dharma values, what I don't like others to do to me, I should not do to others. That is called dharma. Shruyatam dharma sarvasvam shrutvacha eva avadharyatam atmanastu pratikulani paresham na samacharet. This shloka is relevant to which religion? Tell me. This shloka is relevant to entire humanity. I should not do anything to others which I don't like others to do to me. This is dharma relevant to all religions, all people, all the time, at all places. Whereas when it comes to God, which God you have to worship, how you have to worship, you have freedom, no compulsion. that is called Hinduism. Hinduism is based on Vedas, that is called Vedic Dharma or Sanatana Dharma. Religion part, it gives freedom, but Dharma part, it is commanding the entire universe, because it is relevant for all religions, for all people, even for Nastikas. Even an irreligious person who never believe in God, atheist, does he require Dharma or not? He has to follow Dharma. That is why Dharma is relevant for Astikas and Nastikas also. If a Nastika, an atheist, who never believe in God, who never believe in Vedas, but he lives a righteous life, dharmic life, purely Nastika, but he lives a dharmic life, Hinduism welcomes him. That is the greatness of Hinduism. Whoever follow righteousness, dharma, that person is called Hindu. That person alone is called Hindu. If you are Astika, who is strongly believe in God, there is a strong faith in God, and do archana, puja, abhishekam every day, going to all temples, Kanyakumari to Kashmir, all pilgrimages he goes. Suppose if he is not righteous person, then our Sanatana Dharma says he is deserved to be punished. He is deserved to be punished. Who? Astika, adharmic person. Astika, adharmic person. Adharmika, astika person will be punished. He is not a true Hindu. He is not a true Hindu. What is the meaning of Hindu? Himsam doshayati iti Hindu. Himsam means violence. Dushayati, who hate the violence, is called Hindu. We never encourage violence. We never encourage violence. They are all called Hindus. We the Hindus, following the Hindu religion, which is born or based or backed by Vaidika Dharma or Sanatana Dharma. That's why Hinduism is so great, praised by all Westerners. One example I will give. Example in the sense I quote some scholars, their view about Hinduism. One American scholar by name Stephen Knapp. The Stephen Knapp, he wrote a book on proof of Vedic cultures, proof of Vedic cultures, global existence. The title of the book, Proof of Vedic Cultures, Global Existence. He collected many opinions from many other Eastern, Western scholars' views regarding Sanatana Dharma. He collected and he quoted in his book. He writes in his book, the most pervasive Dharma, the most pervasive Dharma in this world is Sanatana Dharma. From ancient time, the most pervasive in the universe, that is this Sanatana Dharma, he says. He writes. That shows how great this Sanatana Dharma. And this Sanatana Dharma, that which has got Hinduism as a religion, as a part in that, this religion there are lot of traditions. Hindu religion, we never find there is a founder for Sanatana Dharma. There were many Siddhas, Siddha Purushas. There were many Rishis in this culture. None of them claimed, I am the founder of this Sanatana Dharma. None of us accepted any Siddhar or any Rishi or any Mahatma as a founder of this Sanatana Dharma. Not only that, there is no a particular book, Grantha, for this Hinduism. Like other religions, they have a profounder of that religion and they have a particular book which they worship, and other religions strictly insist you have to study this book alone and you have to worship this God alone. This is the nature of other religions other than Hinduism. Hinduism is that which allows people to worship any form of God whom you like. What is a particular book? No particular book. The entire Vedic literature, Puranas, Itihasas, Smritis, whatever you like, you can take. Whomever you want to worship, worship. Whatever way you want to worship, worship. What a freedom in Hinduism. Because of this freedom only, there are so many traditions. For example, Shaivism, the tradition. That means Shaivites. The people who follow Shaivism, they are called Shaivites. They have a particular grantha called Shaivagama, and they worship Lord Shiva. They have their own rituals, they have their own disciplines, they have their own way of worshipping the Lord. They are also Hindus. Secondly, Vaishnavism. There are Vaishnavas who worship Lord Vishnu, who follow Vaishnava Agama, that sampradaya, and their way of worshipping Lord is different. They follow different disciplines. They follow different puja vidhanam. They are also Hindus. Next comes, there are people who worship Shakti, goddess of power, Shaktiyas. They have their own Shakta Agama. Their way of worship is different. Their way of disciplines, following disciplines are different. They are also come under Hindus. Not over. Ganapatya, believers of Ganesha. They worship Ganesha. They follow that text. Whatever agama is there for them, disciplines, puja, and everything, they have their own. Like that Saura, Kaumara, Kumaraswami group people, Surya worshippers, like that many Astika Hindus. All of them believe in Veda. All of them believe in God, Ishvara, the Paramatma. All of them have strict disciplines. All of them come under the fold of Hinduism only. Hinduism never condemned them. Why you are all following different texts and different gods, different disciplines? Hinduism never enforce or command. That is the greatness of Hinduism. Annie Besant, Dr. Annie Besant, she wrote a book. In that she mentions, 40 years I spent time in studying all religions in the world. How many years? 40 years I spent in studying all religions in the world. And she writes, continues, I don't find any religion like Hindu religion. I don't find any religion in the world equal to or like Hinduism, because Hinduism is that which has got scientific thought. Hinduism is that which has got philosophical thought. Hinduism is that which has got spiritual thought. Such a religion I have never come across in the world. Annie Besant expressed her views. Therefore, all these traditions, when they are following different disciplines and worshipping different gods, they are all within the fold of Hinduism. Not over, there are some more sampradayas. They are called sampradaya. Jaina sampradaya, Bauddha sampradaya. Followers of Jaina Mahavira, they have their own disciplines. They have their own way of worshipping their for profounder, and both Buddhism also like that only. Then what is the difference between Shaivism, Vaishnavism and other traditions, and Jainism and Buddhism? This Jainism, Buddhism followers, they never believe in Vedas. They are Nastika Hindus. Hinduism embraces them also. That's why they are surviving here. Everyone can survive here. Accommodate. Very, very accommodative we are. They are also come under the fold of Hinduism only. Even though they are Nastikas, because they don't believe in God, whom we worship, Ishvara Paramatma. They don't believe in Vedas also. Therefore, they are all Nastika Hindus. Still, they are Hindus. There are Jains who are following strict disciplines, following a righteous life. Therefore, we call them as Hindus. Even Buddhists also, some of them, many of them are following, leading a righteous life. They all come under Hindus. Even a Muslim follow a righteous life, we call him as a Hindu Muslim. We are not calling these Muslims from our Bharat. They go to Makkah, they ask this Muslim, where from you are coming? This person says, I am coming from Hindustan. Then those people in Makkah, they say, oh, you are Hindu Muslim, they say. When Christians goes to Jerusalem, they say, they ask, where from you are coming? I am coming from Hindustan. Oh, you are Hindu Christian, they say. That means, tell me, who is the founder of Hinduism? You can never find. Can you say it is Bhagavad Gita? No. Is the Hinduism Grantha Bhagavad Gita? No. That's why another scholar, he writes in his book, Comparative Religion. He wrote a book called Comparative Religion. Sir Charles Illet. His name is Sir Charles Illet. Sir Charles Illet, he wrote a book called Comparative Religion. He writes, Hinduism is like a banyan tree. Hinduism is like a banyan tree. You know, alamaram. It goes everywhere. Its roots are everywhere. It pervades. It's like a banyan tree. It is like a vanam. Mahavanam. Mahavanam means a big forest. Big forest in the sense in which there are varieties of trees, varieties of herbs, varieties of huge trees are there. You cannot say which tree, you cannot search. That much vast, very vast. This Charles says that Hinduism, that is Sanatana Dharma, is so vast like a banyan tree. 1200 years ago, no? All the when foreign invaders came to this country, they came near Sindhu River. This is the history, what we are getting. They came near Sindhu River. They started calling it as Hindu. Sindhu, they are calling it as Hindu River. That is from Vindhyachala to Aryavarta, who are all staying here people, they coined a name Hindus. Sanatana Dharma is all pervasive. But where the people are following this Sanatana Dharma heavily, popularly, that place they call them as Hindus. Since there are many isms in the world, they want to coin for this Sanatana Dharma also one ism. They understand only ism. We understand only Dharma. They understand only ism. We understand only Dharma. Since we are all under the grip of foreigners, Westerners, for many years, hundreds of years, the Hinduism name became popular. Sanatana Dharma name slowly disappearing. Vaidika Dharma, Sanatana Dharma name slowly disappearing. And what is popular name now? Hinduism. This is the historical background. Sanatana Dharma is that which is a guiding factor. The word is used Arya. Arya means noble. The historians, when the foreigners, they wrote history of this country, they wrote, we are all Aryans, came from outside and started living here. This is the history. And that author, Stephen Knapp, writes, Aryans never came from outside. Aryans were living here only from ancient time. We were all living from ancient time. What do you mean by Arya? Aryans came, Arya Samskriti, they write in history. Aryan civilization. Tell me, what do you mean by Arya? Arya means noble. In which culture, where all noble people live, they are called Aryans. We are all noble. Because we have so many Mahatmas here, because our thinking is depending upon only Veda, based on Veda. Therefore, all are dharmic here. All Hindus are dharmic. Therefore, all Hindus are noble. All of them Aryans. What the Sanatana Dharma wants, the entire universe has to become noble. Entire humanity has to become noble. Noble means Mahatmas, great person. That's why one slogan comes, Krunvanto Vishwam Aryam. Let us make the entire universe noble. Universe means entire humanity. Let everyone, each and every person must become an Arya. Sita Devi address Lord Rama, Arya, O noble one, Arya. That is the meaning of Arya. Krunvanto Vishwam Aryam. Let us make the entire universe Aryans. What it means? We want to convert them by holding one sword in a hand, invading all countries, killing all of them if they don't follow. Is that Krunvanto Vishwam Aryam? Never. What Hinduism says, you follow your own religion, you follow your own God, you have your own belief, you have your own disciplines, doesn't matter. But for you, for me, for all of them, Dharma must be same. Dharma must be same. That's why Paramarthananda Swamiji says, religion means, are religion meant for to convert people from materialism to spirituality. Religion is meant for what? Worshipping God, following certain acharas, disciplines. For what purpose? Religion purpose is to convert us from materialism to spirituality. Therefore, religion is meant to refine our personality. It is like Swamiji gives two examples, beautiful examples. Is religion required for a person? Is religion, God, worship, all these disciplines are necessary? It is necessary only. If you ask a baby to grow, to nourish, is mother's womb necessary? Baby has to born to nourish. Baby can born by itself without mother's womb. Baby has to enter mother's womb. It has to be nourished. It has to grow, come out gracefully from mother's womb. Otherwise, that baby cannot survive. It is harmful to baby also and mother also if baby continues in the mother's womb. Similarly, religion is also like a mother's womb. For every person, everyone must be a religious person to refine one's own mind. Enter the religion, follow religion, follow disciplines, worship God according to your capacity, according to your belief, according to your faith. Doesn't matter. Follow. Grow in that. Refine yourself. Therefore, Lord Krishna said in 17th chapter, may you not have tamasika shraddha, rajasika shraddha, may you have sattvika shraddha towards religion. May you not worship with tamoguna. May your worship is not tamasic. Worshipping God, it should not be rajasic. It must be sattvic. Sattvika puja, sattvika devatas, slowly, gradually come tamasika to rajasika to sattvika. In Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yoga, 17th chapter, Lord Krishna elaborately explains about God, way of worship, and disciplines in the form of tapas, ahara, niyama. Every religion, they have their own disciplines, especially Hindu religion. The disciplines are at three levels: physical level, verbal level, mental level. What for? Only for refinement. Physical level, certain disciplines are given to follow how to worship the Lord. Doing abhishekam is a kayika karma. It comes under religion only. Kayika karma, physical activity. Kayika karma, archana, pradakshinam, going to temple, going to pilgrimage centers, all these comes under physical level of worship. Kayika puja. Puja or archana or abhishekam, whatever. Kayika level. Then second level, verbal level. When you are doing puja, when you are doing archana, chant verbally that what we have done now. Archana, vachika parayanam, verbally chanting, loudly. What for? Just for refinement of your mind. What do you mean by refinement? Impurities from the mind come out. Raga, dvesha, bhaya, insecurity, unhappiness, ashanti, all comes out. They are all impurities. They all come out because of this parayanam, japa, vachika japa, vachika parayanam. That's why every class, Vedanta class, we start with some chanting. What for? Only for refinement. It comes under a religious practice. Then comes the third religious practice, manasikam. ಮೆಂಟಲ್ಲಿ ಯು ಡು ಜಪ, ಮಾನಸಿಕ ಪಾರಾಯಣ, ಮಾನಸಿಕ ಜಪ, ಮಾನಸಿಕ ಧ್ಯಾನ, ಆಲ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ರಿಲಿಜನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರಮ್ಸ್, ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ವೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್, ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್, ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ಸ್, ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಪಿಂಗ್. ವಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಶಕ್ತಿ, ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಐ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ. ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಮನಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಐ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ. ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ಐ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ. ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಲೈಫ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಆಬ್ಸ್ಟಕಲ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಗಣೇಶ. ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ದ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ತ್, ಬುದ್ಧಿ, ಬಲಂ, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಐ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ವೀರಾಂಜನೇಯ, ಮಚ್ ಮೋರ್, ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್, ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ನೇಮ್ಸ್. ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೋ ಕಾನ್ಫ್ಲಿಕ್ಟ್, ನೋ ಇನ್ ಹಿಂದೂ ಫೀಲ್ ಎನಿ ಕಾನ್ಫ್ಲಿಕ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ಮೆನಿ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್. ವೈ? ಹಿ ನೋಸ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್. Since I want knowledge, I want wealth, I want strength, I worship one God in different aspects. I have no problem. With Hindus have no problem. Confused Hindus have problem. Confused Hindus have problem. That's why they are confused. They are converted by other religions. Pujya Swami Dayananda Saraswati says, may you follow your religion. Allow other people to follow their religion. Never interfere in others' religion. Swamiji gave public talks when he attended that international conferences. He says this, never interfere in other religions. You follow your religion freely. Let them follow their own religion freely. Freedom of worship. Similarly, Swamiji says, never destroy other cultures. No culture has got right to destroy any other culture in the world. There are so many cultures. Greek culture, Roman culture, Hindu culture. So many other cultures are there. Jewish culture. There are so many religions. Zoroastrianism, Judaism. So many isms are there, so many cultures are there. Swamiji says, may you all allow other cultures to survive, and you, your culture, let it survive, let it grow. This is called religion. This is called culture. How great Hindu culture, how great Hindu religion, which accommodates every culture, every religion. Finally, I want to say, let us everyone follow one's own religion. This is for entire humanity, not only for you here. Our Hindu religion is telling, addressing the entire universe. Our Sanatana Dharma addressing the entire humanity. What it is addressing? Let us everyone follow one's own religion and get personal peace and prosperity. Not only personal peace and prosperity, follow your own religion, allow the other religions to prosper, never criticize, never condemn, never destroy them, never convert them. When we follow in this manner, world peace, world prosperity is possible. Vishwa Shanti, Vishwa Saubhratrutvam. Universal prosperity, universal peace possible only when all cultures are safe, when all religions are safe. I am able to talk this because of this view, this vision I received from my Sanatana Dharma, from Hinduism. Therefore, this is the greatest culture, greatest religion, which religion allows all religions to be prosperous and people, by their following their own religion, they have to grow and live peacefully, harmoniously. Religion is not meant for destruction. Dharma is not meant for destruction. Religion is meant for growth, human growth, mentally, emotionally. Of course, if you follow religion properly, then only you can attain the ultimate goal, that is moksha, that is self-knowledge, that is brahma-jnana. You follow any religion, but every religious person of every religion of the world must come to know their Atma Swarupam one day or other. This is open to all. What? Brahma-jnanam. You can have your own religion. So many religions, people, Christians, they are coming from foreign countries and studying from Pujya Swamiji from so many decades. They used to ask Swamiji, shall I change my name? Shall I change my religion? Swamiji used to say, Pujya Swamiji, why to change your name? Continue the same name. You need not change your religion also. Worship the same God. But study Vedanta. Understand your real nature. See, the role of religion, we have to understand properly. I'll give one last final example, which Paramarthananda Swamiji often quotes. This example is so relevant. A pole vaulter want to jump other side, high jump. High jump, when you want to do, you have to take a pole support. And you take the pole support and go high and jump that side. With pole or without pole? Without pole. You drop the pole this side. The pole vaulter drop the pole this side. He cannot carry the pole that side. If he carries that side, he cannot jump also. Therefore, intelligently use the pole, jump other side, leave the pole, get the gold medal. Just as we got gold medal cup on Sri Lanka yesterday, cricket match. Gold cup. What is our cup? Moksha cup. Moksha cup. Religion is like a pole. Without that pole, you cannot jump. You cannot say, Aham Brahmasmi. Every religious person, one day or other, they have to say, Aham Brahmasmi. I am pure consciousness, existence, principle. I am the substratum of this universe. I am the source of this universe. I am alone everything. This knowledge comes from Sanatana Dharma. Hinduism so great because it is following the footsteps of Sanatana Dharma, Vaidika Dharma. That is why Hinduism is like a banyan tree, pervasive, the knowledge there. Hinduism takes you to that level where belief, faith, all are over. There intellect you use. You use your buddhi, intellect. When you come to Jnana Kanda of Veda, you finish Karma Kanda of Veda, that is religion, which we follow in the name of Hindu religion. Therefore, the role of religion is important. Knowing its role, I have to make use of it and attain self-knowledge moksha. With this, I conclude on this auspicious Mahashivaratri day. We seek the blessings of Lord Shiva, Lord Ishvara, Parameshwara, to get peace and prosperity, and let all people, entire humanity, enjoy the shanti, peace, Vishwashanti. For that sake, we have to pray. The need of the hour is Vishwashanti. Otherwise, we lose our peace also. So pray for Vishwashanti. Universal peace. That universal peace. Sarve jana sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Say loudly. The Lord will bless you. Sarve jana loka samastha. With this, I conclude today's talk. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.